Hello, everybody. Welcome once again to another episode of Cousins for Christ, where we're just three cousins who like to get together and talk about Christ. I'm joined once again by my two cousins, Jeremy.
Hello.
And Chris.
Hello.
I'm Jeff, and it's good to be back with you guys this week for another episode. Tonight, we're going to be talking about murder, an unforgivable sin. That's a question we're posing. And I think you might be surprised when we go through this podcast, this discussion, kind of where we land at. And you may not, if you've read 1 John, I don't think you're going to be surprised at all by our conclusions. But our text tonight will be, we'll be starting in 1 John chapter 3, verse 15. I'd like to read that for you now to kind of set up the what we're going to be talking about. It reads, "Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him." Guys, I have had it, it's come to my understanding, and I've heard people discuss this, who will read this verse in its singularity, cherry pick it, as we say, if you will. And they come to the conclusion that if you murder somebody, there is absolutely no way that you can have, you can go to heaven, that you can have eternal life. So at this point, Chris, take off.
Well, I mean, I think you got to look at what does the Bible say about sin, right? It's mentioned numerous times. It talks about it. So if you look at Matthew 12, 31 through 32, "Therefore I tell you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven people, but the blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven. And who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven, either in this age or in the age to come." So you look at the first part of that verse, that "Therefore I tell you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven people."
So what you're telling me, Chris, is that the blood of Jesus Christ is sufficient to cleanse all sin. It has that power. As the caveat, we mentioned, it says in the Bible, all sins except blasphemy. Don't let that confuse you, because blasphemy is simply referring to the fact of those people who will not accept Christ, who do not believe in Christ, who do not believe that Jesus is the Son of God. So at that point, there's no, you can't go forward from there. Outside of that, if you believe in Christ, if you seek him, if you are truly repentant of your sins and you want forgiveness, the blood of Christ can I believe, has the power to cleanse all sin.
It speaks on it, and we're going to dive into it a little bit more, but, I mean, murder is one of the worst. They say sin's a sin, but, murder is horrible. You know what I mean?
But what about, okay, if we just took 1 John 3:15 there, and, again, everybody who hates his brother or sister is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life remaining in him. What's wrong with that?
Was you cherry picking?
I mean, you want to elaborate on that, Jeremy?
Yeah, when you read, you can't just read a verse. If you read Matthew 7, what's it say? "Thou shalt not judge." Keep reading Matthew 7, and it goes on to tell you that, you can't help your brother take the splinter out of his eye if you've got a log in your eye.
Right.
To remove the log from your eye, then you can help your brother remove the splinter from his eye. What it's talking about is righteous judgment there. Just like here, it brings murder, but it goes back to even when Jesus talked about, "I say to you, who hates his brother is a murderer." And that's, context is key.
It is. And to go on your thing, the judgment you're talking about is not, "I'm better than you, I do this." The judgment is to help someone.
Yes, it's righteous judgment.
Bring them back to Christ. I mean, yeah. If you look at whoever hates his brother is a murderer in this thing, we break down the verse. Basically, to hate, and I have it mentioned here, to hate our brother is to murder him in our hearts.
Yes. Let me back up. Again, we're talking about not taking things out of context. If you simply go back into 1 John chapter 3 and start at verse 11, and a lot of Bibles today have subheadings for what this new passage is going to be talking about. Mm-hmm. Mine says, "Love one another."
Yes.
Yeah.
So let me read this for you. I'm going to start in verse 11. "For this is the message that you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. We should not be like Cain, who was of the evil one and murdered his brother." Mm-hmm. Key in on that. "Why did he murder him? Because his own deeds were evil and his brother's righteous. Do not be surprised, brothers, that the world hates you. We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brothers. Whoever does not love abides in death. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. What he's setting up here is the fact that if you hate somebody, you've committed more or less, you've murdered them in your heart.
Correct.
And we look at, it says not to be like Cain. He was evil. He murdered his brother. Why did he murder him? Because his deeds were evil and his brothers were righteous. If you don't love one another and you hate somebody, you can't, well Christ says it. Let's just jump to 1 John 4:20. He says, if someone says, I love God, and yet he hates his brother or sister, he's a liar. For the one who does not love his brother or sister, whom he has seen, can't love God, whom he has not seen. Chris, I mean, you had something to say?
Yeah, I mean, it gets reflected again in Matthew 5:21-22. You've heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with their brother without a cause shall be in danger of judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in the danger of hell. I mean, it's just going into that love and for your brethren. It numerous times it keeps talking about avoiding the hate in your heart.
Read that verse again, please, when you just read about saying to your brother.
1 John 4:20.
Mm-hmm.
If someone says, I love God,
mm-hmm.
and yet he hates his brother or sister, he is a liar. For the one who does not love his brother and sister, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen.
So what this is saying, this is just not, he's looking at his brother, somebody you know, or brother in Christ. This also goes into speech. If you say, oh, I'm a Christian, I love everybody, and then you start using racist terms,
right?
Lord forbid, I dare question if you're a Christian, because you are showing hate in your heart for this group of people.
Mm-hmm.
And so you need to work that out and get over that hatred and empty it in love for everybody. I don't care what race you are or what your sexual orientation is. If you're supposed to love everyone, no matter what, if somebody was trapped under a car, would you care if that person was a different race or a different sexual? No, you would do everything you could to help them and get them freed.
I mean, we're all supposed to be brothers and sisters in Christ, mm-hmm. right? That's the commonality that we're all supposed to have. And it doesn't matter what color or whatever
orientation,
we're all supposed to be followers of Christ.
Yes.
And it talks about it, and there's one quote that I'd read up from this guy named Barker. He said, in the heart, there's no difference. To hate is to despise, to cut off from relationship, and murder is simply the fulfillment mm-hmm. of that attitude.
Yeah.
So you're just killing that relationship.
Yeah, you are.
And if you go back to verse 10, again in 1 John 3, it's telling us that whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God. I take from that, if you don't have love in your heart, and if you don't love your brothers or sisters, you're not practicing righteousness. And what's the most... Okay, let's jump to Matthew 22:36-49. Teacher, what is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. The second is like it, to love your neighbor as yourself. All the law of the prophets hang on these two commandments. So we go back to 1 John 3:15. If you just simply, take another 30 seconds and jump back a few verses, it sets it all up. This isn't like, we're not trying to crack a code here. This isn't difficult. When John says, whoever hates his brother or sister is a murderer and they have no eternal life remaining in him, that's just almost like a euphemism. When he said, if you hate your brother or sister's a murderer, he's referring back to Cain.
Mm-hmm.
But as Christians, we have to love one another. And if we don't possess that very basic tenet of our faith, and that being love, just as Jesus had love for us.
Exactly.
You're not going to inherit the kingdom of God. It's that simple. This, again, it's a little bit frustrating when people do cherry pick these verses, but I'm like, this does not mean that if you've murdered someone that you can't get to heaven.
And let's take this back to Cain. Why did Cain murder Abel.
He was jealous of him.
He was very jealous.
They had God approved of his offering and did not approve of Cain's.
And didn't approve of Cain's. Mm-hmm. And Cain, through jealousy and resentment, built up that hate, mm-hmm. which caused him to lash out and hit him in the head with a rock.
Yeah, is that a lesson for us?
It is. It was like, get rid of all the resentment and all that jealousy, because it eventually leads to hate.
And it's cancer. It just grows, and it can kill you from the inside. It's never healthy to sit there and hold on.
No, it's like what do they call it? The big green monster.
Yeah.
It's just something inside. It's nothing good.
Takes away
it's
your
poison.
Peace.
It's toxin. And it's not good for your body. Nothing good comes from anybody that has hate in their heart. And let me let you know a secret. If I hate you, it doesn't affect your life.
None.
But it tears my life apart.
It does.
I'll give you a good one. I heard a quote the other day. I think this was from Martin Luther King, the Reverend Martin Luther King. Darkness does not drive away darkness. Only light can drive away darkness.
Exactly.
Hate can't take away hate. Only love can take away hate. So if you're, like, I agree with Jeremy. I guess both of you have said that, but.
And I get it. It's hard, too. Like, we all encounter, like, people that have done us wrong, or, you know, we have those feelings and stuff, but you got to work through it. You got to love everybody like Jesus loved us and
Jeremy,
gave his life for.
Jeremy, a good point.
Give me one second.
Yeah, I was just going to bring up, too, we're talking about how important it is to show love to one another, to our brothers and sisters. And on that subject or that topic, let's talk for a minute about what we say, what comes out of our mouths, and how that can be hurtful to other people. If we're using our language, our speech to hurt one another, that's not showing love. Would you guys agree with that?
Correct. Yeah, I would agree. 100%.
And I think we have some scriptural references for how we should use our tongues. I'd like to read a couple of different verses. Ephesians 4:29 says, "Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear." Did that confuse you, Chris?
No.
Were you stumped by that verse, Jeremy?
And I'm slow to the take, and I wasn't.
Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths. Would you think that if we're using hate speech, if we're using inappropriate words referring to other races and cultures, that would be corrupt talk?
Yeah, 100%.
I do think that's the case, and I don't think there's an excuse for that. If we're Christians, if we're claiming to be Christians, meaning we're trying to live our lives based on the example that we were given by Jesus, we simply can't say things that are hurtful to others on purpose to make them hurt or to have dominion over them.
Yeah, it's because when you do, it's kind of like you. That person just feels like they're empowered and they got something against you and they try to use it to hurt you. That's not a good thing. That's not a Christianly thing to do.
No, and I think the people that do that need to take some more time for self-reflection. I mean, I've said things that have hurt people. I've done it before. And I've had to reflect on what came out. Like, I'm not acting Christianly when I do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the people that do that need to take some self-reflection to see.
Let me just jump down and read Ephesians 5, verse 4. "Let there be no filthiness, nor foolish talk, nor crude joking, which are out of place, but instead let there be thanksgiving." Was that a tough one, Chris?
Anybody? No.
Filthiness, foolish talk, crude joking. I think that's stuff that as Christians we have to eliminate that, right? And again, we're focusing all this back to our discussion on 1 John about. 1 John was not ever talking about the fact that murderers can't go into heaven. It's the fact that if you don't love one another, you're not going to go into heaven. And what we're talking about now, if you're using hate speech and you're saying bad things about one another,
which would show hate in your heart,
I don't think you have righteousness in you.
Go back, and I always like this point Jeremy made, that, like, would you watch that if Jesus was sitting next to you? And I think we talked about on our episode of TVs, would you say that if Jesus was right next to you?
No, of course they would.
Would you say something if that person you were talking about was in the room. If you wouldn't say it then,
don't say it at all.
Don't say it at all.
Yeah.
And what about James? James 3:9. Talking about our mouth, our tongues. With it we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse people who are made in the same likeness of God. So from the same mouth comes blessing and cursing. He says, my brothers, these things ought not to be so. So these people that we're using negative names for, let's say racist names or disparaging terms, mm-hmm. are they still, are these individuals not made in the image of God?
Yes, correct. They are.
They are. So I think we can put that one to bed. If you're, we can't do that, guys, if we're Christians. We have to be an example. We're held to a higher standard as Christians. We have to watch our tongues, Chris.
But then also, if you look at what this real, I mean, everybody gets distracted on this verse by saying like, oh, murderers can't go to heaven, right? But what this actually tells you is if you're doing those things you just listed, you are like a murderer.
Yeah.
You have to reflect on what this is actually saying to you, that you have hate in your heart, you are a murderer. And with that hate in your heart, you will not get into heaven. You can't have hate in your heart.
I think you're right.
And then have a relationship with God.
I agree 100%.
You can't have hate in your heart and love God, because if you love God, all thing else. What's the verse that says, "You to be worthy of me, if you love thy father and mother more than me, you're not worthy of me."
Correct.
You have to put Christ first. God has to be first. And which what's he asked you to do is to love him and to love thy neighbor more than anything.
The two greatest commandments. Yes. Yeah. You can. I think people need to turn that, and we all do. I'm not saying people, but we all need to reflect on what that is. This verse is actually talking about, not just.
I agree. You posed a good question, Jeremy. I think it was Jeffrey Dahmer able? He was a notorious serial killer who consumed cannibalized. His victims. And
for those who don't know, at the end, he was met, a Church of Christ preacher met with him mm-hmm. and said that he had asked for forgiveness.
Supposedly.
Again, but this is just more of a topic. Nice music. That's our intro music, guys. We're testing it out.
That's where I turn my phone off, guys, right now.
But again, it's just more of posing the question, can he be forgiven?
So let me put it this way. Let's assume, hypothetically, we don't know.
Right.
What if he had met with a gospel preacher and had gone through the steps for salvation? He was sorry. He heard the word. He believed. He repented. He was very sorry for what he did. He confessed that Jesus Christ is God's son and was baptized.
And he believed it in his heart.
I firmly believe that if that happened, he was forgiven.
Yeah.
That sin was wiped away from him.
Absolutely. I mean.
And there's no question. And Jeremy made the point. If we're taking 1 John 3:15, literally. What was it? Moses?
Moses is not getting in. David's not getting in.
David's out.
Saul's out because he was basically cheered him on as they stoned Stephen.
He's a self-admitted murderer.
Because he was there because they was there when they stoned Stephen, and he was collecting coats. No, hand your coats to me. I'll hold them while you stone the heathen.
And the problem with this is, and this subject right here on Jeffrey Dahmer, is we have a hard time as humans wrapping our head around the fact that how could he be forgiven? It's not about what we can wrap our minds around. It's what God commanded.
What if you just took the sin of murder and just, instead of saying murder, what if we replaced the word murder with sin? Jeffrey Dahmer was guilty of sin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did Christ not come to redeem us from our sins?
Yeah.
He is the sacrifice for us.
Yeah.
That through him and through his grace that we get through him, we can be forgiven of all sins. He has that power.
Yeah. Correct.
We have to want that and believe that in our heart.
And we're not saying for sure that he was sincere. That's God's decision. You can lie to us and tell us one thing, but you can't lie to God. God knows what's in your heart. But I will say this. There's sometimes some Christians, not all, that they like to gatekeep heaven. They're like, no, this person's not getting in no matter what they do. I don't care. And it's kind of like we talked about this yesterday in Bible study is how hard it is to talk to your family about Christ. They don't want to listen to you. The problem is, And I've encountered this is because they see the old you. Yeah. They don't see the reborn you, the new you. And they're like, oh, I know what you did in your past. This is just,
yeah,
you know, you're just messing around.
And yeah, once you've messed up, that's kind of it.
And Jesus,
you're always a sinner. And,
yeah, and
Jesus, well, they don't understand the gospel of Jesus Christ.
And Jesus even dealt with this in Galilee when he went back to Galilee. All he could do was heal a few people because nobody wanted to come around him because they knew, oh, that's the son of Joseph, the carpenter.
They don't understand the renewing mm-hmm. power of Jesus Christ. Now, once we are buried with him in baptism, and we shake off that old self that we once were.
Yeah, we're not saying that Jeffrey Dahmer's in heaven. We don't know.
But I heard that Jeremy. I mean, I don't know.
He could be. He could be.
If what happened, if what we discussed, mm-hmm. if he
did everything,
and
he believed
that he changed,
he is in heaven.
Yeah,
and I have no problem with that. That just, if anything, shows the power of the blood of Christ.
And that's all I'm saying is, like, Jesus Christ is omnipotent. He has that power. And for somebody else to say that he does not, you're undermining the power of Jesus mm-hmm. Christ, and you're showing your lack of knowledge of the text. But anyway, that was just something, fun discussion.
It's a really good point to have with it, because if you believe the Bible and the Bible is true, you have to believe, if in this heart of hearts, he could be forgiven. We all can. That's the thing. Like,
definitely.
I like what you did with the sin thing. That is a really good way to substitute that word out.
It is. That is a good
job. That is really good.
Yeah, just quit focusing on whether it's pedophilia, homosexuality, murder, whatever it is. It's a sin, right? Mm-hmm. Are we aware of anywhere in the Bible where it ranks sins?
No.
Well, this is worse than that one. No,
it
doesn't.
The only one that they said there's a difference is blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. In that verse in Matthew, he spoke about all the sins, and the blasphemy was the only one that was an outlier, and different. So,
what I'd like to take away from this lesson tonight, and again, we just used this murder to kind of set it up, but really, if you read 1 John, he's really stressing in this love, mm-hmm. loving one another, how Jesus Christ loved us, and that's what we have to do. We have to love one another, and if we're doing things on purpose to hurt one another, to disparage one another, I don't think that's showing love to our brothers and sisters, and should be something that you try to remedy, to remove that from your life. I'll go ahead, Chris.
I was going to say, this just leads into a lot of stuff that we probably need to talk about at some point, is the context. You can't take one verse in any part of the Bible and just use that however you want.
I wanted to mention that.
We've all done it, but it's the context.
Let it be a lesson on cherry picking, and that's a term that we use, but you will hear that. But what Chris is referring to is, so many times, and this happens with baptism, people will try to defend not being baptized because there's verses that talk about, if you believe on him, you'll be saved. They've taken that completely out of context, but I know people who will sometimes just randomly, like they're hurting that day, they need some inspiration, they just randomly open their Bible and they'll just plop their finger, they'll try to make that verse, rationalize how that verse is intended for them. Maybe it is, but what we're trying to say is that these letters, like for instance, the letters that Paul wrote, these were to congregations, to churches in different areas. They were entire letters. They weren't meant for the reader to like just pick out one verse of the entire letter and just disregard the rest of it. They started at the beginning and read the entire letter to its entirety. That's how you understand what the message is really trying to get, what he's trying to get across.
And I'm happy for people that'll find a verse that strikes and brings.
That inspires you.
You know what I mean? That inspires you. But what's the one in Philippians that all the athletes use that it's...
I got it right here. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Yes. And it's overused. And you know what?
It's true.
Happy. It is.
It is true.
But in the context of everything, that doesn't mean I'm going to go out there and hit 4 home runs today.
No.
And God has allowed that to happen. What they're talking about is, it is through Christian. Is to being a Christian.
Right.
He strengthens you in growing and in being a follower of Christ.
Don't cherry pick.
Don't cherry pick.
And love one another. Love your brothers and sisters. And if you are out there, if you're a murderer, and you want to turn your life around and turn your life over to God and repent, and you're truly sorry for what you've been doing, whatever that sin is, you can be forgiven. And if your life ain't right with God, read your Bible, hear the Word. If you believe what you've read, and you want to be saved, if you're willing to repent of those sins that you've done, if you're willing to confess the name of Jesus Christ and take Him on in baptism, you can be saved.
You can.
And I would encourage you very much to do that.
I think that was good. That pretty much sums it up.
Good discussion.
What we're talking about now. It's a good one.
If everybody listening, we're about to wrap this up, right?
I think so.
But you got something else?
Nope.
I just want to say the phone ringing was an accident. It's not going to be like on Pee Wee's Playhouse where we say a magic word and Jeff's phone goes off. Although that would be interesting.
We could start doing that.
That's funny. Cool.
But no, it is that verse. To read any verse, read it in context. If you don't know what the context is, just go up a couple paragraphs, read down, and then don't just stop at that and read on down again.
You know, sometimes you might need to even start at the beginning of the book.
Yeah. And that whole book is about love and hate.
It is.
That whole book, 1 John, is about love.
Who wrote the book? What situation were they in? Why were they writing this letter to a church? What was going on at that particular church that needed to be addressed? Yeah. These are all things that you have to consider to get the most out of this and understand what was going on.
And it's a lot about, like you said, accountability. And I read something the other day that I hadn't even caught, but they even held each other accountable when they did something wrong. Because I can't remember, I haven't prepared on it. The apostles.
Yeah, Peter, oh, sure. Peter came. He was eating with the Gentiles when he was with Paul. And then when the rest of the other Jews got there, Peter, ashamed what he'd been doing, had went and refused to eat with the Gentiles. And Paul called him out on it right there.
And that's a great instance of what these things are doing there. It's accountability to each other and to being a Christian. So you're right. It's you gotta read the whole chapter.
Context.
Book.
I hope in closing, you don't read 1 John 3:15 and really believe that that's what he's talking about.
Got to reflect it on yourself.
Yeah. And what he's saying is, my final thoughts, and I'll hush, is that if you've got hate in your heart, you can't have the love for the Father, because the Father loves everybody. And so you need to work that out and get rid of that hatred. Because and like I said, when I was younger, I would see people and I'd be like, oh, I just have so much resentment built up. And you know what? It didn't do a thing to harm that person.
They're not thinking anything about you, more than likely.
Yeah, it's just, it's affected me and it tears me up.
Hate doesn't drive out hate. Yeah.
I heard
only love
can
drive out hate.
Here's a good point. I don't know if y'all remember in Nashville, there was a DJ, I think it was 107.5, I may be wrong.
Yeah.
And he said one day, he's like, I want to thank all my people that love the show and hate the show. And he said, why I say that is, a person that loves the show will tune in 50% of the time to listen to it. A person that hates the show and dislikes me will tune in 75% of the time. It's where they can find something to hate on again.
Yeah.
I don't fall into that demographic.
No.
If I don't like the show, I won't listen at all.
Yeah. Correct.
But
I mean, and the last thing is, 1 John encourages us to cultivate love, forgiveness, and compassion, recognizing that these qualities align with the eternal life offered through Christ.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. So you can find us on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Pod. You can find us on Facebook. We thank you, everybody that listens to our show.
Thank you.
We appreciate you so much. You'll never know how grateful we are. The struggle's real. And we thank you so much. And please, if you have it, please give us a like or a follow on Facebook. And please share the podcast with somebody you might think listens to it.
We actually had our most listens last month, which
we did.
Is
we appreciate
awesome.
That.
We really appreciate that, guys.
We appreciate that.
It hope it helps people. So,
Well, should we close out with a prayer?
Yeah.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity that you've given us to come here today to study your word. We pray, Lord, that everything that we've discussed today is in accordance with your will. We hope that what we've had to say here today will be of help and use to others, that it may bring somebody to you, may help educate someone about your word, that may strengthen their faith. We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon us. We ask, Lord, that you would fill us with your Holy Spirit. help us to be mindful of those things that we say, to be mindful of the way that our tongues can be used to hurt others, that we would use our tongues in such a way to spread your word, to uplift other people, to encourage and to edify. Please, Lord, forgive us of our sins. We often fall short. We know that through your grace that we can be forgiven. All these things we ask in your son's name. Amen.
Amen.